I did not criticize your mother and dad.
Same thing.
I merely said I didn't want to live with them.
Well, same thing, isn't it?
It certainly is not.
Well, it looks like we'll have to. For a while, anyway.
I don't want to live with my parents either, for that matter.
Well, gosh, Jane, what else can we do? I mean...
Oh, Bob. Well, darling, don't you see? We're us now. It just won't work for us to be part of your family or part of my family.
It'll be years before we can afford a home of our own. You know that as well as I do. So why...
Hey, wait a minute. What have we here? Trouble in paradise? Thorns in the bridal bouquet? Ah, me, the honeymoon seems to be over already. Listen.
There they are, Jane. There's Mother and Dad to meet us.
Hey, Dad. Here we are. Come on, Jane. I've got the bags.
Jane! Oh, Mother,
oh,
it's sweet of you.
Oh, here, son. Let me help you with those bags.
I have them okay, Dad. Here's the car anyhow. Want me to drive?
Oh, not this time. You two kids sit in the back. Your mother and I'll do the driving. All set?
All set. Mother, we may as well confess. We've had our first fight.
Bob.
Sounds like normal folks to me.
We got to talking on the train, and we got to wondering...
Now, you tell this like it happened, Bob, or I will.
Well, we got to wondering if it wasn't going to be a lot of trouble for you two with an extra couple living on you.
Well, we do appreciate your wanting us and all that, but you...
Your father and I have been wondering the same thing.
Mother?
I didn't say anything, only we did discuss it.
Well, yes, maybe we did, but not on the basis of there being too much trouble.
No, of course not. Only, it's nice for a family to start off on its very own, if they can manage it.
Oh, then you do understand, don't you?
Of course, dear. Naturally, we understand. So, Dad and I...
Mother?
I didn't say anything.
Hey, Dad, you're taking the wrong turn. This isn't the way
home. Oh, just hold on a minute now, son. Your mother and I have a surprise for you two. Well... Here's your surprise. Here's the wedding present I promised.
Oh, Mother.
Dad. Mother.
How do you like it?
Bob, do you see what I see?
How do you like it?
Oh, I've wanted this little house since the day Bob and I stopped by to see it when it was half finished. Oh.
Yeah, sure. But you're not telling us, are you, Dad, that this new house is our wedding present?
Well, not entirely, but up to a point, yes.
How do you mean?
Don't you want to see the inside?
Oh,
yes,
of course we do.
Well, we knew you kids wanted this little house, but you couldn't afford to buy it outright, and neither could we.
Of course you couldn't, Dad. This is too...
Oh, wait a minute, son. I'm telling you what happened. I investigated, and I found out about the federal housing plan. Well, how do you like your new home?
Oh, it's everything I knew it would be.
It is a sweet place, isn't it?
What is it about the federal housing plan, Dad?
Well, I found that I could make the small down payment as a wedding present.
Gee, that must have set you back $1,000 or so.
Not on your life, son. I said the FHA plan. The down payment came to less than a couple of $100.
Wow. I don't want to seem ungrateful, Dad, but do I have to meet a big monthly payment?
Oh, Bob.
He's right, Jane. He might be stuck with a big monthly payment if it wasn't being handled on the FHA plan. As it is, Bob, why, your monthly payment is only about $25 a month, including taxes and interest and all the fixed charges.
We've sure got a lot to thank you for, Dad.
Oh, not so much, son. Why, you could have managed the down payment yourself. But you ought to be thankful for the FHA plan. All you young folks who want homes of your own but don't have much money are mighty lucky these days.
Well, I think he's just selfish. That's what I think.
Who? Bill? Selfish?
He's just taking up Mary's time is all he's doing. And he'll do a good job of breaking her heart, too. She thinks he'll ask her one of these days. Huh?
Maybe he will. Ask her, I mean. You've got to give a young fellow time to make up his mind, Sue. You girls worry too much about getting one another married off.
No, look, Jim, you stop being so superior. Mary's as old as I am, and she's not getting any younger either. There's not even an understanding between them, so far as I can tell. He's just selfish, I think.
That still doesn't sound like Bill to me. He's a nice guy, Sue. One of the best. You know what? Back in school, we used to kid him about his ideals. He sort of put girls up on a pedestal and all that. Even the dizzy girls that ran after him.
Probably too many girls have run after him. That's why he's spoiled.
Nope, I don't think so. I think he's in love with Mary. I know darn well he's got her on a pedestal.
Well, I wish he'd come down to earth and bring Mary down with him. I'd like to shake him. Jim?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you talk to him?
Oh, can't be done, darling. Sorry. You girls can take your hair down with one another about these things, but nope. Sorry, can't be done.
Speaking of the devil.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, Jerry. Come on in.
Come on in, Bill. Hi, Mary.
Come on upstairs, Mary, and see little Jimmy before he goes to sleep. I promised him you were coming, and he's been waiting up to see you.
Boy, yours getting to be quite a young man, huh, Jim?
2 years old next week, and a lady killer already. Just like the old man.
You know what, Jim? I've been sort of thinking lately. Say, Mary and Sue are about the same age, aren't they?
Uh-huh, I believe they are.
Well, I got to thinking that, well, I'm not being fair to Mary.
How do you mean?
Well, it's, I don't know how to say it exactly. You know, I've got some pretty big ideas about marriage. Well, I've seen so many marriages go on the rocks because, well, with people trying to live, you know, in love alone and forgetting about the dollar and cents side of the picture.
Uh-huh.
Well, I decided I'd never get married until I could give my girl a home.
A home?
Yes. Promised myself we'd start off in a home of our own.
So what? You've got a darn good job for a young fella your age.
Yeah.
And you must have saved up enough money by this time to buy the ring.
Yeah.
I can't see why. Well, what I mean is, so what?
So this. I'm going to give Mary up. There hasn't been another girl for a long time, and, well, there won't be another one like her again, but, well, it's just not fair to ask her to wait around until I've got enough money saved up to buy a home.
You mean, wait a minute, Bill, I want to get this straight. You mean you've been saving up your money to buy a home all this time you've been going with Mary?
Sure, sure. I told you I'd seen too many marriages break up just because they didn't start out on their own steam.
So that's it.
What?
Listen, fella. Am I glad you decided to talk it over with Uncle Jim? And you were going to give Mary up, if she could be given up. For Pete's sake, don't you know about the federal housing plan?
Federal housing plan? What's that got to do with me?
Practically everything. Now listen. The federal housing plan was originated by a thoughtful government just to make home ownership easier and more practical for ordinary dopes like you.
Huh.
You don't have to wait until you've saved all the money to buy a house. A couple of $100 ought to be all you need.
Need for what?
To own a home. That's what I'm trying to tell you. On the FHA plan, you can buy a small home with as little as 5% down. You can pay the rest out of your income by the month. And it won't amount to any more than rent payments do.
Now wait till I get this straight. You mean Mary and I...
I mean you and Mary can afford that home of your own on the FHA plan. Just as soon as you make up your mind. You can save for your little honeymoon house while you're living in it. Tell you what to do, Bill. You've got a couple of hundred saved up, haven't you?
Sure, but...
Well, you go down first thing in the morning and find out about the FHA plan. You can get it all figured out in dollars and cents.
Oh, gee, Jim, I know, but...
You should see the baby. He's darling.
Come right in, girls.
Oh.
Sue, how about coming out in the kitchen for a minute and helping me squeeze the lemon?
Mary?
Yes, Bill?
Mary, did you ever hear about the FHA plan?
No.
Well, you're going to. Right now.
There's the house where all those cars are parked. Yep, it's that white cottage with the green shutters.
Oh, what a darling house. Looks just like something out of a magazine. The driveway's full. I told you we should start earlier. Probably everybody else is here.
Never get to a housewarming before 9 o'clock. It's my policy. Let somebody else do the warming up.
They've warmed up all right. Listen to them.
Well, let's go in.
Hello.
Hello. How have you been? Boy, I'm glad to see you. How now, Mrs. Jenkins? Thought I'd lost you for the evening. Where have you been, anyway?
Dancing, mostly. I'm practically the belle of the ball.
Dancing, my eye. That's what I've had to do. And you? Nowhere in sight to rescue me.
You and your little blonde friend. When I left the room, you didn't look as if you wanted to be rescued.
Oh-ho. So you admit you left the room an hour ago.
Of course, silly. I've been on a personally conducted tour of the new house.
With Bill, I'll bet.
Uh-huh, our gracious host.
See anything worthwhile?
I'll say I did. I've been all over this house from top to bottom. Don't you notice a pale green color settling over my complexion?
Envious?
Naturally. You never bought me a house.
No, and I probably won't for a long, long time to come. Owning a home takes a lot of money, and we're not millionaires yet, darling.
That's no excuse, Ted Jenkins. I know how it's done now.
Come to think of it, our host is no millionaire either. Well, if you know so much, how is it done? With mirrors?
Nope. With the federal housing plan. Bill says their payments on this home are less than what they used to spend for rent every month.
Hmm. Well, in that case, it must have set him back a pretty penny to make the down payment.
That's not what Bill said. He told me
that
I'm...
Say, don't you have any reticence at all? To hear you talk, you didn't miss any of the details about how Bill financed this house.
Well, good night. Bill thinks he's so smart to have found out about the FHA plan, he wants to shout about it to everybody from the housetop. And besides that...
Well?
And besides, I'm interested. Maybe I did pump him just a tiny little bit. Anyway, I couldn't get him to give me the exact amount he had to pay down, but he gave me a good hint. It wasn't any more than a couple of $100s. Not any more than we have saved up. I learned that much.
I don't believe it.
Well, you just go and ask Bill and see, Smarty. Bill says that's what makes the FHA plan of paying for a small home so practical for ordinary families. I mean, families like us with everyday incomes. The down payment is small, and so are the monthly payments.
You wouldn't be getting ideas in your head, would you, about us buying a home?
Oh, darling, since you suggested, I really believe we can swing it on the FHA plan.
Okay, okay, we'll talk it over. What say we practice up for our own housewarming right now and swing into this dance?
Let's do it.
Have you planned and dreamed about a small home of your own? If you have, listen to what young Mrs. Smith is saying to her friend, Mary Brown.
My dear, I never dreamed we could afford to own a home, but that was because I didn't know about the federal housing plan. We're moving in on the first. Isn't it thrilling?
But I still don't see how you do it. How can you afford to own a home?
The Smiths, just like most families, can afford to own a home because the FHA plan makes home financing simple and practical. On the FHA plan, you need only a small down payment. The balance is paid just like rent, in convenient monthly payments suited to your income.
I warn you, Mr. Jenkins, this is the last house I'm going to look at today. And this one looks like all the others you've shown me for rent. It's too old and too big.
I'll admit it isn't what you'd call a honeymoon cottage. But you know what, Miss Brown? I've been wondering why you don't persuade that young man of yours to build or buy a little home. Then I could really show you something.
You mean a home of our own? What on earth would we use for money?
Well, that's easy. Use the money you're planning to spend for rent. You can do it on the federal housing plan. All it takes is a small down payment. Now, why don't you bring that young man of yours down to my office in the morning, and I'll tell him all about the FHA plan for buying a home of your own with the rent money.
Whew. It's sure nice to get home and sit down to a good meal. It's... Say, Dot, what's up? You look tired.
I am tired. I'm tired of walking miles every time I cook a meal. Tired of not being able to get any hot water when I want it. Tired of reaching. I'm fed up on everything about this darned old house. It's too big and too old and too much trouble to keep clean. John, why don't we buy a small new home like the Joneses did?
Well, you know, honey, we just can't afford to put money in a home right now.
We pay rent, don't we? And we can afford to keep on paying rent, can't we?
Yes, sure, but...
Well, Mrs. Jones was telling me about the federal housing plan. She says that on the FHA plan...
Yes, Mrs. Jones is right. Most families who pay rent can afford to own a home on the FHA plan. The down payment is very small and you pay the rest just like rent. If you'd like to build or buy a home of your very own, find out about the FHA plan. It's high time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Been waiting long?
Oh, about 20 minutes. Where have you been?
Wait till you hear.
Shopping for a new hat, most likely.
No, dear. Shopping for a home we can buy.
Yeah, who do you think I am, vice president of the company?
Oh, wait till you see it, Jim. It's just the size we want. Small, but modest.
Maybe, but you know we can't afford to buy a home.
But that's just it. We can pay for this home on the federal housing plan. The payments are just like rent.
Know where we can find a couple of thousand for the down payment?
That's another thing about the FHA plan, Jim. The down payment is so small, we can make it very easily on what we've got in the savings
bank. Well, where is this little dream house, anyhow?
Darling, you're slipping. Just listen to this.
Child doesn't stop asking questions. I'll... Now he wants to know about the federal housing plan.
No wonder. That's all you've talked about lately. He probably thinks you invented the FHA plan.
All right, Junior. It's this way. Daddy's going to buy a home for you and Mommy this spring. Buy it on the FHA plan. To make a long story short, Junior, the FHA plan means that we'll be living in our own home this spring. And the rent money is going to pay for it.
Yes, that's the long and short of the FHA plan. It brings home ownership within reach of the average family with a moderate income. You can probably afford to build or buy a home for your family on the FHA plan. Why not get definite facts and figures?
Spring's here, and I'm going to have a garden this spring, even if I have to plant it in the window box.
I wonder. Jane, why can't we have a house and garden? We have money enough to pay a few hundred down.
Yes, but we don't have enough money to pay for a house.
I think we do. If we use the federal housing plan, we can start with a couple of $100, and from then on, the monthly payments are just like rent.
Jack, do you mean we can have a house and a garden? Oh, I'm going to order some tulip bulbs and some radish seeds.
Does spring make you wish for a home and a garden of your own? Most families now paying rent can afford home ownership on the FHA plan. That's because only a small down payment is required and your rent money pays the rest. You'll probably find you can afford to buy a home on the FHA plan.
Will you kids cut out that racket?
I've read this same paragraph twice now.
Well, this time I'm on the children's side. They have to have some place to grow. They either have to be underfoot or play in the street. George, why don't we buy a home of our own? The children can have yard space and sunshine and house room.
Know where we can get $1,000 or so for the down payment?
We don't need that much, George. I've been reading about the federal housing plan, and all we need is a small down payment.
Well, what about the monthly payments?
They're small, too. On the FHA plan, they're just like rent.
Daddy, Daddy, you're the bear. Come in and get in the cage, Daddy.
I'm in the cage now. Okay, Mary, I'll look into the house situation first thing in the morning. Maybe there's something to that FHA plan.
Yes, and I told her I know, but I'm not going to pay any more.
Well, domestic bliss seems to be on the ragged edge over at the house next door. Let's do a little candid snooping and find out what's up between the Smiths.
Yes, and I'm saying that this house doesn't belong to us. I won't spend another cent on repairs.
Oh, that settles it then. We start house hunting again tomorrow. Oh, I do wish we could afford a home of our own.
Well, it looks like the Smiths haven't heard about the federal housing plan. Somebody ought to tell them how easy it is for the average family to own a home this way. The down payment is very small, and you pay the rest by the month, just as you'd pay rent, with small payments suited to your income. On the FHA plan, these monthly payments may be even less than the rent you're paying now.
Come in. Oh, hello, Bill. Hi, Nan.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Barnes.
Bill wants to speak to you, Dad.
Yes, sir. Mr. Barnes, Nan and I... Well, you see, Nan and myself...
Bill, I think you'll make her a good husband. But what are you going to do about a roof over your heads?
That's one thing we want to tell you about, Mr. Barnes. We're buying a home of our own on the federal housing plan.
Buying a home? Looks like you're marrying money, Nan.
Hey, wait a minute. I said the FHA plan, Mr. Barnes.
Yes, sir. Bill is starting out right. It doesn't take a lot of money these days to build or buy a home on the FHA plan. A reasonable down payment, an amount most families have already saved up, and the rest in convenient monthly payments like rent. Why not find out about the FHA plan?
Hey, wake up, sleepyhead.
Oh, what time is it? It's the best night's sleep I've had for years.
That's just pride of ownership, darling. Just because you're sleeping in our own home at last.
Yeah, but pride's only half of it. The main thing is, I've stopped worrying about finances. From now on, the federal housing plan makes it clear sailing.
Yes, home ownership is clear sailing through the FHA plan. Everything is figured in advance. A very small down payment can build or buy a home on the FHA plan. Then, equal monthly payments take care of all the rest. On the FHA plan, monthly payments on your own home are no larger than rent.